Welcome, ladies, to Module 11. This module is to remind you that anything in your life, whether this be your physical body, your mental body, emotional body, your energy, anything within yourself can absolutely be healed. It can be made brand new. We are given the capability in every moment to make things new. We are given the ability to choose. And it is my belief, not only from what I believe to be true, but also deep spiritual teachings, that anything that we desire to renew, to rejuvenate, and to overall heal within ourselves and to call more of within ourselves is possible. Now, I know a lot of you are already familiar with Joe Dispenza's work, which is the core of what we're going to talk about in this module. And it really is the reminder, and I say reminder because we've definitely touched on this in previous modules, but it is the affirmation, the reaffirmation of knowing that the cells in your body replace themselves every single day. And if anything, they are constantly renewing and rejuvenating. Even within your organs, your liver, you know, your liver rejuvenates and replaces the cells in itself every 30 days. And so your body is constantly working. There is a consciousness that is operating within us that we don't have to consciously pay attention to. We are constantly having light come to us. Our blood is pumping through our heart gallons and gallons at a time, and it's filtering, and our body is just this magical vehicle that we personally, as a human, doesn't necessarily have to focus on. It's done without us realizing it. We don't have to consciously focus on our breath. We are breathing in and out without putting our attention on it. Now, what I want to convey in this module is that we can put our intention and our attention on what we want to create more of. If our cells are constantly replacing themselves, if our organs are constantly rejuvenating and renewing, and you know, if our brain is constantly rewiring with everything we're putting in front of it, why not, if this process is already occurring, start to take this for our advantage, start to use this in our advantage and realize that we can really start to create a whole new body. We can create a whole new mind. And we have to have the faith and realize that rearranging our energy field is something that is possible, rather than arguing for our limitations of why it isn't possible, which is why, unfortunately, that is what a majority of people tend to do. They focus on their limitations, what they don't have, and they end up creating more of that. So today we're going to talk about exactly why it is possible. And at the end of this module, and after doing the exercises, I want you to fully believe, and if you don't fully believe, have faith that this is rooted in science. This is not just my opinion. This is deep spiritual teachings, but it's also something that is backed very deeply with research. And so I always want to remind you of that, because sometimes it can seem so outlandish of, what do you mean I can replace my body? But it's actually hard science that we are in control of actually renewing everything within ourselves. Now, Jesus, focusing on the most powerful healer that we know of to this day, was such a powerful healer, you guys, because he saw people in their wellness and not in their illness. He gave disease, any type of abnormality in a body, zero attention, and he only filled the person with love, and he saw them as whole, which is where the phrase, "Behold, I make all things new," came from. And the truth is that we all have this ability, you guys. There is no one person that can do this without us realizing that we can do it as well. And does it take time? Of course. As you go up in frequency, there are more things that you will be available to heal within yourself. But we can make anything in our lives new again if we give more attention to our desires rather than the past and the current reality, which are just the thoughts and vibrations that have caught up to us. Now, what I mean by that is the current reality that you are living right now. Just look around you. Everything that you're living be it your emotions, your thought patterns, your mindset, your relationship, your friendships, your job, everything that is in front of you and within you is a accumulation of the past being caught up to this moment. And so let that give you faith. Let that give you excitement of, okay, I'm just seeing this as information. That means from this moment on, I can create something brand new. And your physical body will regenerate itself as the image your mind holds. Not only your physical body, but your spiritual practices, your emotions, the way that you're feeling towards other people. And everything, as I just mentioned, your physical body, your reality around you is always part of something called a self-fulfilling prophecy. What you believe to happen, which is usually operating in a state of fear, will materialize itself via a self-fulfilled prophecy. Now, if you're not too familiar with what that means, a self-fulfilling prophecy is really the idea that in an individual's expectations about another person or of yourself will eventually result in the other person or yourself acting in a way that confirm the expectations. Now, I know that is a mouthful, but what that essentially means is the old ways that either you have operated or someone else has operated, if you continue to put your focus on that, that is what you will create more of. So when you start seeing yourself as whole, when you start seeing other people as whole and in their divinity as worthy, and you give little, if not zero, attention to your current circumstances, things change quickly. They change rapidly. This is not something that, you know, will necessarily happen overnight, but it can happen relatively quick. And giving your focus to what you don't have yet or the relationship you don't want is essentially telling the universe to keep giving you more of it. When you shift, though, you know, your energy to how amazing your health is, amazing your wealth is, your emotions and relationships, that is where your energy is going to go. And you do need to use your imagination in this moment. You do need to visualize. You do need to visualize your future more than you're thinking about your past. And even walking through your day from the moment you wake up of how you want your day to go will make a shift in your timeline. And I wanted to share just a little story with you guys of why I believe this to be so true. And, you know, didn't fully, if I'm being honest, believe this when I first started doing it. You know, I've been practicing, I guess you could call it the law of attraction, energetics for a very long time, not knowing that I was practicing this. I shared in my inner circle the other day that I have always been a powerful manifester ever since I was in high school. That's at least when I can remember. And not to say that I have diminished my capabilities, but I think with social media and comparison and kind of getting out of flow, that tends to take you out of it. But within manifestations, it was one of those things where I knew where I put my focus on, and I would be called delusional. I remember friends calling me crazy and saying that I'm in la la land, but I knew I was on to something. I didn't even know about The Secret. I know the movie The Secret came out in 2007. Even watching it, I was like, yeah, I don't know. But I knew what I felt, and I knew that I could focus on what I wanted or focus on the present moment. And so I used to do this years ago when I just started working for myself. So back in 2000, I think it was 17, was when I fully went all in on my own business. I didn't have the life that I have now. I was not making very much money. And I just, like, lots of things were not at that moment thriving, just because when you start something, you know, a new business, or you just go all in on yourself, of course, you're going to have to make a little bit of sacrifice. It's not for a long period of time, but you will have to put your attention on different things. And when I was in that moment, I knew what I was capable of. I knew the power that I had within me. Did I fully believe that all this was going to happen? No, but I had faith. And what I would do is I would visualize the life I knew I was capable of. And I would do this down to what I would eat and drink in the morning if I had my dream life, and who I interacted with, what my morning routine would be, what my home looked like, what my office looked like, what was in my office, what color was it. I would visualize all of this. And it's so crazy, you guys, because when Tommy and I moved into our house last year. We're now living in an apartment. But when we moved into our house last year, it just all hit me like a ton of bricks of how I created that. And down to those small things, like what I would drink in the morning. You know, at that time, I couldn't really afford to drink green juice every single day. I mean, paying $12 was like a big deal for me to drink juice. And so when those things started happening and I realized I had my office and, you know, I loved my coaching clients and I loved what I was doing, I was like, oh my God, I created this. But I didn't have the 100% belief back then. And I think that's really important to mention, you guys, because a lot of times when you're creating your dream life or whatever that next thing may be for you, you're going to have a little bit of skepticism. And that's natural. That's totally natural. Like you, I don't believe that you should be like 120% on board. I think you should be excited, but there are going to be some things that come up like fear, but you still have to move forward. And so this story that I'm mentioning to you guys is not a coincidence. I know I created it, and the same can happen for anyone who puts more attention on their future than in their past. And, you know, it would have taken the same amount of energy and time to focus on what is the current reality I was experiencing rather than deciding I'm going to dedicate and put more time to visualize my future, to make new things, to create a new reality for myself. And this is exactly the reason why I emphasize the inner work and watching your words, being conscious of your thoughts, choosing differently. What are you speaking into the field, into the quantum field? And how are you viewing others? This is a big one because judgment of others and judgment of yourself is going to have a boomerang effect. So whichever energy you're putting out is going to be shot right back to you. And essentially what you damn will damn you back. What you bless, blesses you back. So if you hold expectation that someone is going to screw you over, someone's going to stab you in the back, hurt you because they have in the past, maybe it's not that specific person or someone else has done this to you in the past, you're creating a self-fulfilled prophecy. You're really focusing more on what has been rather than what could be. And if you start to you start to predict someone else's action based on how they have reacted in the past and have triggered you, let's say. A lot of times we get triggered and we tend to think that that person's going to do it over and over again. You're just going to create more of that. So it's only when you forgive the other person and you do the healing around this, you do the reprogramming work, you do that deep work, which is essential. That's when you release and transmute those old paradigms, those programs playing in your mind, and you create an entire different reality. And we can recode our emotions, you guys. Again, it's putting our attention on how we want to feel rather than how we currently feel. And this is not to say either. I'm not saying don't feel frustration, don't feel anger. Of course, you want to acknowledge them, but you don't want to live there. There is a huge difference. And you can make anything that you want new. You can either decide that you want to reaffirm where you're at in your current reality, or you can start to ask yourself, what is it that I really want? Where can I stop repeating these old cycles, make different decisions, make different habits, and start to create an entirely different reality? So how do you do this? How do you make all things new? How do you start to not only recode your emotions, but, you know, maybe there's a shift in your body that you want to create. Maybe there's something in your relationships. Maybe it's a job. And how you do this is you start shifting your energy to intentionally and consciously lead with more love. You start to pause. Now, I love this word. I love pause, because it's essentially not having to react right away. It's taking a step back. It's going back into your feminine energy. You're not reacting. You are basically taking inventory of, okay, I can pause for a second here. And no matter what someone tells you that you need to speak right away, you don't have to do that, you guys. That is old programming. You can pause, take a step back, stay silent for a couple of seconds, and you can decide, you can ask yourself, how can I be more loving in this situation? And this takes practice. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, first try you've got it. And maybe you do. But this takes practice to really decide to choose differently. And I will tell you that once you start being really conscious about it, sometimes what can happen is your personality will start to take the lead, but then you'll hear in the back of your mind, your soul saying, hey, wait a second, let's choose a little bit differently. And that is when you actually start to make the shift. And for me in my own life, I start to see this most when I get triggered with something in my relationship. And I have to remind myself consciously again, and I'm sure at some point this will become more effortless, but I have to consciously remind myself that I have free will. I have a choice in how I respond. And I can respond with love, or I can respond with fear, which is what anger is when that happens. And 10 times out of 10, you guys, when I respond with love, it always turns into a constructive conversation. And, you know, we both get healings because of it. We both learn from it. But if I respond in fear, whether that's like just kind of an outburst or, you know, total frustration, which again, you guys, we are all human. It's going to happen. I still see myself doing this. But when that does happen, what that does is that conversation that could have been constructive, it turns into intensity and it lengthens in duration. And suddenly you're both just feeling super frustrated when if one person took that lead and led with love, then everything changes. And again, I'm not saying you should never get angry, because we do have to let those emotions out and flow through us. But I will tell you that when you do this inner work for yourself, you just don't get triggered as often. And what a blessing, right? That is the reward. It's like you can see something happening from someone outside of you and realize that you don't have to react in that same way. You don't have to see that as such of an awful thing that you're trying to control. And oftentimes it is what it comes down to. You want to control that situation. You feel that you would have responded differently, so you want that other person to respond exactly how you would. And that's just not how life works, you guys. It's not going to happen that way. So the sooner you can relinquish that control and let go of it, the more joy you're going to have. And then you start seeing people in their own divinity. You start sending them love because you realize, oh, I was in that place at one point. I see myself in that other person, and I'm laughing because I have actually consciously seen this, where I would be somewhere and I see someone reacting, you know, in a way that I reacted years ago. And you can't help but send them love because we are all human. We've all been in certain circumstances that we've either overcome or we know more about now. And we have to realize that everyone is on a journey. And of course, this takes time. It takes practice, but it does happen quicker than you realize when you're staying conscious of it. When you start to have faith, I believe that faith is the first step. You have faith, then you start to believe. And then when you believe, you start to trust. And if you have belief and trust right away, amazing. Some things will just ring true to you right away. That happens to me all the time, as with alchemy. When I started doing alchemical healing, I remembered it. I knew it was true. Did I always believe in it? Of course not. I still have things come up, some atheist energy, but overall, I still believe in it. And that's what keeps me going. So start to love more and start to care less, and at least about the small stuff, you know, the things that really aren't a big deal in the grand scheme of things. And you're the only person who can decide what's a big deal and what isn't. But is it going to, that certain thing that is bothering you, is that going to affect you 10 days from now? And maybe it will. Maybe it is a big deal. And again, I am not telling you how you need to react, what you need to react. I am merely asking you to take inventory of where you're not reminding yourself that things can change, where you're not leading with love, where you're reacting instead of allowing your soul to come through. And everything in life, you guys, is a claiming. It's not a waiting for. You have to actually consciously embody this. So where can you claim more in your life rather than putting your focus on what you don't want or the things that you don't have? Where can you instead start to intentionally put your focus on what you can create, where you can instead ask your soul of where you can put your attention right now in this moment? Something that I like to do first thing in the morning is I do ask my soul, like, what is our focus today? And not in like a, what is our focus? It's very loving. It's very free. It's very flowy of, can you show me maybe something that I'm not putting my attention on that maybe I could put my attention on, not what I should, but what I could be putting my attention on. And then you wait, you trust the information when it comes through. And it doesn't always look like what our personality has told us. Sometimes it looks completely different, and that's where you have to trust. Sometimes you may think that you need to be focusing on your emotions and on your mental health, but maybe you really need to move your body. Maybe you need to get that energy out. And that's why I did the little segment in one of the modules on ecstatic dancing, because ecstatic dancing, you guys, moves energy. So this is just an example of what your personality, your ego — I use those interchangeably because it's the same thing — what your ego and your personality is telling you that you need to do, rather than what you actually really need. So again, just as a reminder, so much unlearning is happening right now, not only, you know, within this program, but just in the world. The earth is essentially purging, you know, those lower frequencies that are not serving it. And same for you, same for everyone right now. And there is no one way. There is no right way. There is your way. And there is no one timeline or anything else that is linear that we've been taught. There's no boxy way to do this. There's no cookie way to do this. And so that's where you have to listen to your own information, what you're getting, and you have to trust it. You have to trust that that information isn't going to mislead you, and that your soul is always going to come through with loving information. And sometimes if we don't listen to those nudges the loving way, yes, sometimes our soul will kind of hit us a little bit more with a little bit of things that come up in order for us to heal. So I really want you all to ask yourself, you know, where am I holding on to these old paradigms, constructs, and where can I allow them to fall away? Where can I focus more on creating the new? Where can I focus more on making things new, asking for healings on any fear, on any unworthiness, on any unconscious energy? Where can I actually put my focus on the reality, the dreams, the body, the health, the wealth that I do want, rather than focusing on what is? Because if you focus on what is, you will create more of it. Unless you love what is. Then if you keep focusing on what is and you love it, then you will just keep feeding it. You will keep replenishing it. And that is when you tap into some good stuff, you guys. When you get to a point of your relationship really flourishing, and then you remind yourself that relationships flourish because you're feeding it. You're giving it attention. You're constantly checking in on it. You're constantly doing things. Same thing with a business. Same thing with your mindset. And I know I'm repeating myself, and I know you guys know this, but it's just such a great reminder that what you feed will flourish 100% of the time. So are you putting your energy in feeding what you don't have, or are you feeding what you want to create in your life? So do the exercises in this worksheet a few times and see what comes through. I say a few times because sometimes different things come through. You know, you want to check back in with yourself. Maybe you do these worksheets not just in this module, but in the other modules one time through, and then maybe you come back in a couple of weeks and check in with yourself, see what has shifted in you. And it's a beautiful thing, you guys, when you see even that tiniest shift in how you respond, in how you react, in things that you do differently. And you have to give yourself compassion. Congratulations for that. You know, quite literally a pat on the back of, I am making different choices and this feels good. And then you choose again, and you choose again, and then you choose again. And suddenly you wake up one day and you're like, holy shit, I have created a life that I am here for. I am in love with. And then you have new things that you want to create. And then you find things that aren't working for you, and you know how to choose differently again. And so I just want to remind you that you are powerful creators. You create your reality. You are in charge of your own frequency, your own vibration. And when you take full control of that, everything else outside of you will change. So sending you all love. Let me know in the Facebook group any questions, any aha moments. But again, I will say it one more time. We can make anything new, anything in our life. So what are you deciding to make new today?